Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, this weekend in Plains, Georgia, former President Jimmy Carter will gather with relatives to celebrate his wife's 88th birthday. He also plans to teach Sunday school at his church, despite the cancer treatment he is now undergoing that he talked so openly about yesterday.
I'll get my first radiation treatment for the melanoma in my brain this afternoon. And then I understand I'll have four treatments scheduled at 3-week intervals.
In addition to the radiation, President Carter will also receive intravenous medication that helps the immune system fight melanoma. And remember, Carter turns 91 in just a little more than a month. Joining us now is Dr. Holly Holmes, who is a geriatrician at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. Dr. Holmes, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, and how unusual is it for somebody who is Jimmy Carter's age, 90 years old, to receive this aggressive treatment for cancer that has spread?
It is not unusual for 90-plus-year-olds to receive, you know, so-called aggressive treatment. It really varies by the cancer, by the individual, by the treatment being considered. Ultimately, we really need to know more about how 90-plus-year-olds are treated, but it's going to become increasingly common as the population ages.
And what are the things that people who are 90-plus, what should they be weighing as they decide whether to really aggressively go after cancer or say, you know what, the costs of this are going to outweigh the benefits to my life and my lifespan?
Well, you just stated exactly what's key is, are the costs going to outweigh the benefits? That the extent of treatment that an older person would choose should in part be determined by their current fitness, their goals of care, and it should also be weighed between what their current status is and what it is with the cancer. So what would be the implications of not treating the cancer? What would be the implications of aggressively treating the cancer? And are there any middle-of-the-road options that also help reach that patient's goals? Those are key considerations for an older person.
Do older people have a more difficult time tolerating the treatment?
Older people, by and large, do have a more difficult time with toxicities of treatment, with tolerating cancer treatment. But again, that's very different from individual to individual. Age alone really tells us very little about a person. We really have to know about their fitness, about their goals, about their wishes for treatment. Those things are just as important. So while older people do benefit from treatment, they do have higher risks of those adverse effects of treatment.
Well, when you look at somebody like President Carter and you watch him just in that news conference yesterday, clearly he is still very mentally and physically in good shape.
Absolutely. And, you know, as a geriatrician, the key thing is that we really want to be able to do a very comprehensive evaluation of any patient who's older, particularly 85 and older. The likelihood that a patient in their 90s would sail through a battery of tests that look at medical problems, medications, problems with physical fitness, problems with the ability to do daily activities. The likelihood that there's at least one problem somewhere in there that could be addressed is so high that it is really critical that geriatricians are part of the care of these patients.
Does cancer spread faster in younger patients than it does in older patients? In other words, if you are diagnosed with cancer at age 90, is it possible that that cancer will not be the thing that's going to eventually kill you?
It's always possible that cancer is not going to be the thing that is going to eventually kill you when you're older. That is, again, very different by different cancers and also very different by different patients. It's an interesting question because the biology of cancer may be very different amongst younger versus older patients. There may be more aggressive cancers that occur in older patients. So certain patients with certain types of leukemias, for example, may present with some of the more aggressive types of leukemias in older age. However, other types of cancers might be more aggressive in younger patients. So breast cancer is a good example where more indolent or more, you know, less aggressive types of cancers might be those that are diagnosed in older people. So that is also a key consideration, is that the aging of the patient is very, very different, but the cancer may be very, very different in older people.
What do you think it meant to cancer patients out there to hear President Carter be so upbeat when he announced that he was going to be undergoing treatment, that he even called it a new adventure. He's excited for this new adventure. He didn't seem at all discouraged by his diagnosis.
Yeah, I was very moved by some of the announcements that he made. I really think about, for example, Nancy Reagan being a real advocate for breast cancer screening and for her coming out and being very open about her diagnosis and what impact that had. As a geriatrician, I was so excited rallying around the geriatrics cause that here we have somebody who's 90 who's willing to share his diagnosis and his treatment plans, and it's going to help us ask all of these kinds of questions that we really need to ask. We really need to know what the experience is of the 90-plus-year-old with cancer and how they experience their treatment. And I was very hopeful that he is going to help us really understand that better and advocate for that.
That's Dr. Holly Holmes, a geriatrician at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas. Dr. Holmes, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Jeremy.